You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Another one of our state entities has fallen victim to a hacking attack. This time a ransomware attack infiltrated the International Trade and Administration Commission's database and did some damage there. I'm joined on the line by ITAC's Chief Commissioner, Ayabonga Ntlawe, to take a look at this and just understand what's happening here. Good evening, Commissioner. Always happy to speak to you. I wish it were under better circumstances. Can you just give us some insights around what's happened and the extent of the breach?
Good evening to you, Jimmy, and good evening to your listeners. And thank you so much for giving us a chance to speak to this particular matter. Indeed, we often prefer to speak to you under much better circumstances. But it is what it is. And I think as we've communicated over the last day or so, certainly power of the course, we are not isolated as an entity that has been on the receiving end, as your introduction indicates. But also, I think globally, a phenomenon that we are observing this phenomenon of cyber intrusions. In this instance, what has happened in our case, Jimmy, is that we had a breach of our systems where some of our servers were encrypted by ransomware, effectively affecting some of the functioning of our system. So maybe just to give some of our listeners an indication of what is meant by this. So we would ordinarily, in our work, also have on-site servers that then would kind of back up some of the large amounts of data, as you would imagine, that we would handle. And this would be the data of importers, exporters, some of our own personnel, and so on. And that it is precisely those servers that were encrypted earlier on this year and effectively disrupted and disturbed some of our work for some time.
Now, Commissioner, obviously these servers and all the information that you have custody of is confidential information, and you'd aim to protect this. The extent of the ransomware attack, has that been measured or quantified? Do you know which clients are affected and potentially what type of sensitive information may be compromised?
Well, we can't really say at this stage, and I think the statement that we put out yesterday, Jimmy, indicated that since we became aware of this, and responded accordingly. We have then subsequently, I guess, informed the South African Police Service, and also we are working alongside the information regulator. And alongside that, we've also commissioned a forensic probe. And that probe has to understand the following. One, how did this breach happen? Because for us at the time, we had probably a few weeks prior to that, made some considerable investment in our ICT infrastructure as part of our modernization. So we would want to understand how it is that this happened in the first instance. But second to that, what is the nature of the information that would have possibly been exfiltrated from the system? At this stage, we can't really say because that probe is undertaking its work, and we would certainly plead with our stakeholders and those who would have submitted all manner of information to ITAC to be patient and allow that process to run its course. And I think once we're in a position to receive some indication on those two issues, we will definitely be in a position to communicate.
Commissioner, do we know if the attackers were the same that infiltrated the CIPC in March and other government organizations, or do we not have any clear information around the attackers?
Well, we don't know who the attackers are. In this case, I also don't know who the attackers were who attacked the CIPC, so I can't really say. But I think in this instance, we don't know who the attackers were.
And going forward, the mitigation measures that you've put in place, you touched on the fact that the business has, or the organization has put in place efforts to beef up the infrastructure even prior to this attack. Does this then mean that you have to change what you had put in place, or is it waiting for the outcome of the investigations to identify where the gaps are and then plugging the gaps as a permanent solution?
Yeah. Look, I think three things just briefly, Jimmy. I think the first one is indeed your observation is correct. We had already undertaken a process to, one, modernize our server infrastructure, invest in some cloud capability, and a range of investments to secure this very important information that would sit with us. The second thing is that on, becoming aware of this, we then had to take some short-term measures, one, to ramp up some of that capability. So that in the first instance, one, included shutting down the affected servers. That was then followed by restoration from some of our backup tapes. So in addition to the servers, we do backup on certain kind of tape infrastructure as well, and that then allowed us to speedily respond and recover the environment. And then I think the third one is that we then had to upgrade our firewall firmware infrastructure, our ports, in particular for email correspondence. We had to also ramp up our antivirus software to the highest levels of security that are available. And then, as I said, of course, commission this forensic probe to identify the root cause and also subsequently understand the extent and the, I guess, nature of the breach involved here.
Well, we wish you all the best in discovering the infiltrators and dealing with that accordingly. We'll keep an eye on that, and hopefully the information that has been compromised can be secured going forward. We'll leave it at that, Commissioner. Thank you for the time and for the clarity there. That is Chief Commissioner at the International Trade and Administration Commission, Ayabonga Tawe, joining me to reflect on the latest ransomware attack that affected the Commission.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.